Hey friend, before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that I'm taking a short summer break from new podcast content until August 31st, but that does not mean I'm going quiet. As a matter of fact, over the next few weeks, I am bringing you the Promotion Vault, 5 of my most powerful episodes that my clients have credited with helping them land 30K, 40K, even 50K salary increases and promotions, in addition to working with me one-on-one, of course. Now, if you have been feeling overlooked and undervalued at work and wondering how exactly to stand out so you can advance in your career without overworking yourself, these episodes are going to give you the mindset, language, and strategy to get promoted into your next level role. Whether you're new to the podcast or you've heard these episodes when they first aired, I want you to listen with fresh ears. Ask yourself, which of these strategies am I actually implementing or can I implement today? Because knowing the strategy isn't enough, it's the implementation that gets you the promotion. Today's episode of the Promotion Vault is all about how to build relationships that help you land a promotion. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're talking about relationships and networking. Look, networking isn't about collecting business cards or sending awkward LinkedIn messages that make you feel like you're spam or being sleazy. Relationship building, which is what networking is about authenticity, being yourself authentically, not about being sleazy. And the reason why I'm having this conversation is because if you are trying to advance in your career, get a promotion, move to a higher level, you're not going to do that if you don't have the right relationships. And this is a topic that I know makes a lot of women feel weird. I have so many clients that I have worked with who, when we have talked about networking, they're like, oh my gosh, that feels cringe. I don't want to put myself out there. What if they reject me? Oh my gosh, that feels weird. Like, just the idea of networking freaks them out. But look, if you look at Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Networking is about building mutually beneficial relationships. God did not create us to be islands to work on our own. We can build relationships that allow us to uplift one another, support one another, advance one another. And if we just think about this, like, just logically, from a logical standpoint, you're not going to advance in your career if you don't have the right relationships. I'm saying this because, first, when we think about, okay, why do relationships matter? Well, people make decisions. Like, when we think about the process to landing any kind of opportunity, it's usually because somebody somewhere is opening the door and saying, yes, come in, this is available to you. People in power make hiring and promotion decisions based on trust and recommendations. People are more likely to give you an opportunity if they know you, if they trust you, or if you were referred by somebody that they know and trust you. When you have the right relationships in your career, it allows you to have advocates that can speak up for you, that can speak your name in rooms that you're not in. And this is whether you are trying to get a promotion within your organization or in a different organization. When you have relationships, you essentially have people who can advocate for you and increase your chances of landing those opportunities that you have your eye on. Not to mention, I think of your network and your relationships as your invisible resume. Like a strong network, good relationships can make you the first one to hear about opportunities and become the top choice for those leadership roles that you're looking for. I think of one of my clients who recently landed a new role, and the way she got that job was because of a relationship she has. Somebody she knew sent the job to her because, first of all, she knew how to communicate what she wanted and she had done that. So she had told people what she was looking for. And somebody sent it to her and say, hey, I think this might be a good fit for you. And it was. And she applied and she got the job. When you have the right relationships, you will see that you're learning about opportunities that are not publicly available. And again, I can't say this enough because the data is something like people who are referred for a role are 80 times more likely to get the job than people who just apply externally on a job board, whatever it may be. When you have relationships, it makes everything smoother. That's the only way I can think to say it. And that has even been my own experience in my career. Because when I think about when it was time for me to go from being a counselor to a professor, so I was advancing into the next level of my career. First of all, it was a scary process because I just did not think that I had the skills that I would need to be successful as a professor, specifically the research part of things. I had never done research before. And let me back up. If you don't know anything about academia, let me give you a little bit of context. So when you are in a tenure track role, you essentially have to prove yourself for 5 years. I'm going to call a thing a thing. Like it's like a probationary period for 5 to 6 years, depending on the institution. And during that time, it differs for different roles. But if you're in a research institution, which are the ones that, you know, pull out research, which I think that's what I wanted, you have to be writing, not even just writing, doing, conducting, and publishing research. You have to be submitting your work to academic journals that are going to review your work. It's a rigorous process, FYI, and it has to, you know, get accepted. And not only is it an entire skill set to conduct research, I mean, I'm talking figuring out your research topic, collecting the data, analyzing the data, writing the manuscript, submitting the manuscript, getting rejected, and then rewriting the manuscript or getting told to make a lot of revisions and then rewriting the manuscript. Like one research project can take up to a year. And when you are trying to get tenured, you have to have submitted a specific number. It's usually a high number of publications to be qualified for tenure. They look at your research in addition to, you know, your teaching evaluations, your contributions to your field and the institution. So I wanted to give you that context for when I say research scared me. Why did that matter? Well, if I couldn't do research, I wouldn't have gotten tenured. If I couldn't do research, I essentially would have lost my job, so to speak. Like the message would have been like, I just wasn't good enough to stay in this job, which terrifying. So all that to say, when it was time for me to go from being a counselor to a professor, you know, I was terrified because I didn't think I could be successful, but I had been a career counselor for years. So I knew the power of networking. I knew the power of relationships to get me into the role that I wanted. And so I actually got my next level job from networking at a conference. And I remember, like, I don't think I'm ever going to forget that experience because it was this conference where usually in my field, when we have these national conferences, different companies who are hiring will come and they would have told you ahead of time that they're hiring. And when you submit your CV, they'll ask to talk to you. And it's an informal conversation. It's not a full-on interview. You have the conversation and then, you know, you decide if you want to apply. They decide if they want to actually interview you. I remember going to this conference and I was in my bright coral leather jacket from Express and my knee-high brown boots. It was in October, so it was cold, and my bright red lipstick. And I am like power walking down hallways from meeting to meeting. It felt so good. And I'm sharing that. There's a reason why I'm sharing about this jacket, because I think a lot of times when people think about networking, they think about, okay, yes, going to maybe conferences, but going in this black suit and being stuffy and stiff and, you know, swapping business cards and being uptight. And it's like, no, you can build relationships while being authentically yourself. In fact, You build the best and the most effective relationships when you are being authentically yourself. And so that was why I was sharing, like, I was out here in this bright coral. Like, if you don't know the coral, it's almost like pink, but not. I love that jacket so much. And I know that I stood out because people were walking around in black suits or black sweaters, right? Like, people, like, you look like a, what is the word? I'm thinking of like the Stepford, the Real Housewives. Like, is it Stepford Wives? Like, where everybody's the same and it looks like everybody's a clone of somebody else. Like, you don't stand out when you try to fit in. You have to be yourself. But it was from this conference that I built relationships, met people that were hiring, and my current role, like the role that I've got tenured at, I met them from that conference. It was from building relationships at that conference that I initially knew them. It was from being able to communicate my impact and value effectively that led to me being able to move forward to getting the interview and then being successful at the interview and then landing this role that I've been able to have massive impact in for the past 7 years. So why am I telling that story? Because I just want you to understand how powerful relationships can be. Because if they hadn't met me ahead of time at that conference, my CV, like, I would have just been another name on a piece of paper. I would not have been their top choice. Because think about it, like, your resume, that's all it is, a name on a piece of paper. When you build relationships, this is how you become a living, breathing person that is able to then get more opportunities and advance in your career. So relationships are super important because it allows you to just tap into opportunities that you don't know are available. And if you're trying to advance, if you're trying to go to the next level in your career, you absolutely need these relationships because that's how people tap you on the shoulder for the promotion. People vouch for your work and say that, oh yes, she will be affected by that job. I know that she can do it. That's how you land interviews and you are able to advance to the next level. Now, why is it that people struggle with networking and think, oh, you know, it's so sleazy. I just don't want to feel like, I think the word my clients have used in the past is like, I don't want to feel like a car salesman, like I'm selling people something. And it's like, you're not selling anybody anything. You're building a relationship, right? I remember one of my clients who was job searching recently, and I have this rule with my clients. It's called the one-to-one rule. And that just means that for every job you apply to, you have to talk to somebody at that company. And she was job searching and we were doing a check-in and I was asking how things were going and she was not getting opportunities. Like, she was applying, but not hearing back. So I asked her, have you been doing the one-to-one rule? And she's like, no, I just don't want to bother people. I just don't want to feel like I'm being pushy. And it's like, okay, you have crafted an entire story in your mind about what other people think about you without any evidence of that. Like, you have told yourself that by talking to people, you're bothering them or you're being pushy, and you don't have any evidence that that's what they think. And mind you, if you want to get this job, if you want to experience a different outcome in your career, you have to do things differently. And networking often gets a bad rap as being this aggressive or self-serving process. And you start getting afraid that you are going to come across as desperate or annoying. But networking isn't about asking for favors. It's about starting conversations. It's about getting to know people. People love talking about themselves. People like talking about their work. People love to share advice when they can. And so when you network with people, you're giving them an opportunity to do that, to talk with you, to tell you about themselves, to get to know you. And one of my philosophies is that the best time to network is before you need it. So if you're actually building these relationships throughout your career, by the time you're ready to get the promotion and advance and apply for a higher level role, you already have the contacts in place that you can tap into to help you advance. Now, if you are right now thinking, okay, but Tega, I'm trying to get the promotion today, that's fine. You can still network actively now and leverage that to help you get into that next level role that you're trying to land. So I really want you to leave that mindset behind of, I'm being pushy, I'm going to be bothering them. No, you're giving them an opportunity to talk about themselves, to share about their role, to share about what they're doing. And then I teach my clients to network using the Connect networking system. And if you do, when we do it my way, like, you don't actually go in asking them for anything. You give them opportunities to support you if they want those opportunities. Okay. The other thing is that You think that you have to go to those awkward networking events and that's why you struggle. Like you think that you have to go to like cocktail hours or big conferences and that's what networking is. And yes, I know I just told you that I got a role from a conference, but mine was not a big conference. It was an intimate conference where people know each other, okay? Networking happens everywhere. From a quick coffee chat to a casual LinkedIn message to a conversation at the doctor's office. Like you can network every and anywhere. And when you have clarity about that next level role that you're trying to land, you're able to just talk to people about what you're doing and what you're looking for and give them opportunities to help you, to serve you if they can. And so just start small and build connections over time. Okay. Networking, I think it's also important to share that networking isn't just about effort. It's also about trusting that God will open the right doors for you at the right time. And then your job is to just walk through those doors. Okay. So when you build relationships every and anywhere, you're not going to feel sleazy. Like the reason why networking feels sleazy is because of how you've been taught to do it, right? Like you reach out to somebody and say, hey, I'm trying to get a job at your company. Can you help me? Girl, no. Even I would feel annoyed if somebody did that. But really what you're doing is building relationships and connecting with people. That way you have people who can vouch for and speak for your work and put you forward for that promotion that you're trying to land. The other reason why you might struggle with networking, and I've seen this with a lot of my, this one actually always amazes me because I always say, I feel like I attract a ton of introverts. And it's so interesting to me because I am the ultimate extrovert. Like I get my energy from people straight up, but a lot of my clients have been introverts and I always find that so interesting. But I'm sharing that because a lot of my clients have been introverts, they struggle with the idea of networking. Like they just think about networking and it's like, that just sounds exhausting. They think they have to go to networking events, which sounds draining. But again, it's building relationships and you can start building those relationships from the very organization that you're in. Like you can, especially if you're trying to get your promotion and advance internally, just start reaching out to people who work in the department that you want to go into or on the project that you want to land. And ask, can I have a coffee chat with you? Can I stop by your office at some point? Can we get on a Zoom call? I would like to learn more about this role because I'm interested in this project. I'm interested in that project, right? Like you can just talk to people one-on-one because that's the thing is my introverts usually thrive in those smaller intimate settings in conversation. So you don't have to go to big events to build relationships. Invite people to one-on-one conversations that you can have with them. You can learn about them and that can help you start to build those connections to help support you. Like a lot of my clients, when they use my Connect networking system, they rave about how like, it's like, wow, I have never been able to talk to people before using the system that you taught. And that's, again, one of the benefits of just having a coach who can give you systems that will help you advance in your career. And then if you don't want to feel sleazy when you are building relationships, then you have to stop ghosting people. Like one of the reasons why it feels weird is because maybe you have a conversation with somebody, you ask them for an opportunity, which was already, you know, wrong step number one. You just went into this with an ask. And then after that's done, they never hear from you again. That is not how you build a relationship. You build a relationship by getting to know the person and then nurturing the relationship after. Send them things that you think they will like. And when I say, I don't mean like gift. I mean like articles or news that is related or relevant to their work or resources, right? Like stay on their radar, update them about your work. If something they told you helped you in your career, tell them that. Like just send them a quick email to update them and help them catch up on what you're doing. One of the reasons why networking in professional spaces often feels so sleazy because it's like you just come in there, get your ask and ghost somebody and then they never hear from you again. Of course, it feels awkward and sleazy. True relationships last over time. Authentic relationships are built over time. So if you don't want to be the sleazy one, first of all, don't wait until you need something. Start thinking about what is that promotion that you're trying to get? What is that job you're trying to get? Okay, when you know the job, find people who are working in that company or working in that job and reach out to them to learn about them, right? Don't go in with an ask. Any question you're asking is about them, about the job, about how they got the job, what they think about the job, how they advanced in the role. And then over time, just keep in touch with them. Give them updates on your life, on things that made you think about them. And that's how you foster a relationship. Keep a networking journal where it helps you keep track of who you spoke to when, and make it a habit where, like, every 3 to 4 months, you're circling back to your professional contacts and just checking in with them, talking to them, supporting them. That's how you build relationships that will advance your career. Because when you are ready to then go for the promotion, when you are ready to go for an interview, you have people that you can tap onto, people that who can tap you on the shoulder even and send opportunities your way that will allow you to get that promotion and advance in your career. So if you want to learn step-by-step networking strategies that feel natural and effective to help you advance in your career, then I want to invite you to work with me in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. This is where you will learn my Connect networking system that will help you build relationships that will lead to you getting that promotion without even applying. This is how you will have people sending jobs your way. This is how you will have people reaching out to you to support you and asking how they can help you get that promotion and advance. It will help you get more noticed in your company, noticed by leaders, because you have built relationships with them. You can go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about how we can work together in Next Level Career to help you land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. If you're trying to land a promotion, again, go to privatecareercoaching.com so that you can learn how to build relationships naturally and effectively to help you advance your career. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, don't forget to leave us a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareerdoctor.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.